Welcome to Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. I'm Connie Thiessen. Those working in broadcasting, advertising, and marketing already have high levels of stress. So for many COVID-19 restrictions, the thousands of subsequent job losses, and juggling work from home with childcare compounded existing day-to-day challenges. As Louise Barraby puts it, there are two pandemics underway. One is COVID-19, the other is mental health. Barraby works with NABS, one of the industry's best-kept secrets that offers free confidential support to media marketing and communications professionals. She joins us on Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast, to talk about how the pandemic has increased demand for their services, helping the industry navigate, and their Mental Health May initiatives.
I'm Louise Barraby. I'm the Director of Allocations and Services at NABS. NABS is a registered charity supporting the health and well-being of everyone in the marketing, communications, broadcast, advertising, media industry in Canada. We've been in business since 1983, and I've been with the organization since 2010. So this year will be my 11th year with the organization. And a big part of my role is developing programs and services and managing mental health programs and overall health and wellness for our industry, especially now during the pandemic.
A lot of people have difficulty believing that NABS service is free.
Yes, we are very fortunate in that we have the whole media industry that donates media to us that NABS can turn around and resell. We have an excellent sales team with Brian Press and Chantal Taillon out of Quebec, and that really helps us. And then we are reliant on corporate donations as well as personal donations from the industry who believe and support the work that we do for the industry for free.
I think it's also worth mentioning that even if you're someone that can access an employee assistance program, you help people who might not want to let their employer know for whatever reason that they're struggling.
That's right. And sometimes that can cause a little bit of confusion. And we usually try to address this during our agency visits because employees actually sometimes forget that they have an employee assistance program. They have trouble comparing what theirs covers versus what NABS covers. Sometimes we are using the same provider. At NABS, we use Morneau Chappell. What some people don't realize is that if once you exhaust services that are always confidential for EAP through their own employer, sometimes they can combine the services with what NABS offers and extend their counseling to get more sessions. And sometimes, if we're using the same provider, they can continue with the same counselor, which is key, especially when you're struggling with a mental health issue. And also, NABS services extend to family members as well. And our EAP is a little bit richer than what the standard EAP might be offered through an employer, in that if someone needs a different kind of support or a different modality to access the support, they can work directly with me confidentially at NABS to access the kinds of services that they need, especially if they're dealing with something like PTSD, anxiety, trauma, grief, things like that, that might take more than the general EAP, 3-4 sessions with the counselor, and then they can move on to the next stage. We have a number of other programs that people can access to help them.
So we're 1 year into the pandemic now, and we have thousands of people in media and advertising and marketing who've been impacted by unemployment or reduced work in some cases. How has that impacted the numbers of people accessing your services?
Our numbers have increase significantly. It's a great thing because I think this was a year in which NABS was able to quickly pivot to offering and anticipating what the industry was going to need in a pandemic that none of us had experience with in our lifetimes, such as the career strategy workshops that we offer with Trevor Cape twice a month on various topics, free to anyone in the industry. We also added different services to our mental wellness programs, such as LifeSpeak. We brought in guest speakers every month centered on helping people to move forward, focus on the positive, take care of themselves as we all navigate the unknown together. We offered financial seminars for people on how to access some of the new COVID programs offered by the federal government and provincial governments. We did a tax session with our financial counselor, Monique Madan, all about the new work from home tax credit. So we worked really hard to kind of anticipate the needs. Sometimes agencies would work directly with us if they had to do layoffs, where we'd do a custom session for their people so that they knew about NAB services and people could regroup and start looking for new positions. We also created NABSConnects.com, which is our free job posting and candidate profile site. It will launch in French very soon so that agencies or media companies or anyone that has a job posting can post it for free on our site and enhance their own usual recruitment efforts. Our goal was to get people back to work. Those are some of the things that we did to help the industry through these times. And we're all in year two, and COVID has a real hold on our lives, and it's really impacting people in profoundly different ways. We're all in the same storm, but in very different boats, because this has impacted our work lives, our family lives. Some people live in multi-generational homes, so it's very complex time for people.
When people are getting on the site, what's the most common search words that they're putting in?
I wouldn't have that level of information. I do know that LifeSpeak has probably doubled, if not tripled, because that's really a digital wellness platform. So people can access information on anything, healthy living, what to pack in kids' lunch, how to deal with some of the unique mental health impacts caused by COVID. And the other thing that really happened is more and more people are coming directly to us to explore the various supports that we offer the industry.
And you've actually been able to reach more people virtually now during the pandemic than you did before with your in-person sessions. Are you seeing a lot of numbers from those smaller centers where maybe people couldn't access your programs?
And new people that really didn't know about NABS and what we do for the industry. So we're experiencing a national reach from every market. I think some of the LifeSpeak updates that I send out, they're being shared with staff directly so that people can look and click on some of the topics or areas of interest that, you know, they might not have been aware of before, or they're accessing them now because everything has changed so much and people are looking for supports for themselves, for their family members. I also talk to a lot of people directly to help them navigate this storm that we're all in and help them focus on how they can move forward.
You have a mental health marathon coming up in May.
Yes, with LifeSpeak, we do this twice a year in May and October. And the May Mental Health Marathon is going to run through our LifeSpeak platform on May 5th and May 6th. All kinds of topics. People can submit their questions in advance and get answers from experts in real time. The beauty of this platform is that we realize people are working as well during the day, so they might miss a topic or a session that they're particularly interested in. And after the marathon runs, it's in English on the 5th and French on the 6th, everything is downloaded to the site so people can look at the chat, look at other people's anonymous questions, and see the answers from the experts that are on standby the whole day.
You've been offering something called mental health first aid training. Can you tell me more about that?
In a pre-pandemic world of 2020, we had already announced our commitment to mental health first aid, and this program's offered through the Mental Health Commission of Canada, who are one of the highest authorities in the land. At NABS, we knew we could do more to impact the mental health of the people we support, and we knew that so many of our partners were making changes in the office, trying to do so much to assist their people. Some had quiet rooms, some had private rooms where people could make phone calls. And it was really around reinforcing our messaging around people first, because we know that people who work in our industry have higher degrees of stress and anxiety versus the national average. And when COVID arrived, it made these existing challenges even more acute. So we had planned to launch prior when we did in November, but COVID interrupted it. But then the commission was able to reformat the sessions, which were intended to be in person, online and Zoom. So we launched in November, and our goal was to target HR leaders, people in companies that really cared about mental health. And we decided the hybrid approach was probably best because people sometimes might not want to talk to HR. They talk to their peers. And we felt it was really important that everyone had a baseline of learning around mental health first aid, the correct language to use, how to help and support someone within their company, especially now when we're also impacted by doing everything by distance, virtually. It's incredibly hard to read people on a Zoom to see really how they're doing. We're also helping people promote it within their organizations. Important conversations are happening as well because everyone is working really, really hard around the whole area of stigma. And more are speaking openly about their struggles, how it's impacted them, their families, and things like that. And we also knew that leadership teams have been challenged scaling culture, employee connections, and managing people across distance for more than a year. And a lot of that was certainly impacting HRs already, because the difficult part of all of this is you can't predict how it's going to impact one person over another person. I built a toolkit on the NABS website so the trained mental health first aiders or first responders can go there. There's tools to deal with all kinds of mental health issues, best practices from vetted sources, a lot from the Mental Health Commission of Canada. And in May, we'll be offering additional sessions with our trained mental health first aiders to work on some case studies together to just practice and hone our skills. And, you know, a lot of organizations do first aid training and CPR training and fire warden training. And we felt that this was just as important and the timing couldn't have been better. So by mid-May, we will have trained over 250 mental health first aiders across Canada from Atlantic to Pacific. And we have plans to train more. And the other great part of it is it's building a really strong community around mental health, around NAVS. And again, everyone's working really hard to support one another.
So is the idea that once they're back in the workplace, they're there to diffuse situations that may come up?
Yes, diffuse them and also work with people in a proactive way. We've all learned so much during this pandemic. We're also at NAVS very aware of the other pandemic, which is the mental health one. And we're already, you know, seeing signals that re-entry anxiety to returning to work or a hybrid version of work, or what does it look like? How's it going to impact me again? Is already starting to emerge as people look ahead to a world where, yes, we've been vaccinated. Maybe we need a booster at some point, like the flu shot. But eventually, what does the workplace of the future look like? And I know that all the companies that we deal with are also looking toward that too, and how we can accommodate and support people through the next phase of this.
You have another new initiative that you're launching, TogetherAll. Can you talk about your new platform?
Yes, for sure. We have LifeSpeak that we've talked about. We also have the NAVS support line. So those are two main ways that people could access support. And after all my years in HR and my time with NAVS, I came across TogetherAll and I thought, that would be another great platform for us because we know that not everyone wants to call a support line or access mental health supports by calling someone. And some people probably get enough content and support and blogs and podcasts from LifeSpeak, but they're not really ready or thinking about formal counseling. So TogetherAll is really an extension of our services. It's a different kind of platform in that it's anonymous, it's 100% safe, it's monitored by counselors in the background, and people can go on there and share how they're feeling, that they need support. There's signposts in there to LifeSpeak as well as our support line. And they can also provide support to other people as well. And again, I like it because it's anonymous. People can talk to people 24/7 from all over the world. And sometimes all people want is for someone, third party objective, to listen to them, tell them some ideas on how they navigated a certain situation. There's also online training courses that people can access through the platform. And as well, people can set up discussion groups. So before the holidays, one of the more popular ones was dealing with isolation during the holidays. You could set up one on LGBTQ2S topics if that was of interest, and talk to other people safely. And there's counselors in the background, not moderating, but monitoring to make sure that people are safe, that they're abiding by the rules on the platform, and that if someone was at risk or in crisis, they have a way of DMing the person on the platform saying, do you want us to connect you with a counselor? it sounds like you might need a different kind of support. How can we help you access it? And they really work directly with the person. And in extreme circumstances, they can call 911 with the person's permission to get help dispatched right to their door. There's so many self-help apps. People use Facebook groups, but their privacy isn't guaranteed or protected. And this platform is kind of somewhere in between formal counseling and LifeSpeak. And people can also access formal counseling if they think that that's what they might need to help them deal with a very specific situation. So it will launch in French in the fall. We're just working with Together All to get everything staffed and organized so that it can be delivered in French in the fall. And I think it's going to be one of our more popular programs.
I know a lot of colleges have been using this for peer student support. Mm-hmm. Are there people from all walks of life on this platform? How are they getting funneled in?
They're getting funneled in because maybe their employer offers it. I think NABS is one of the larger organizations where people can access it for free. And I think they also have students. So it could be anyone that you're talking to on there from around the world about anything that is causing you stress or where you need support. Or you could be on there and offer support or tips on how you navigated a certain situation as well. So it's a little bit different. I kind of liken it to a toe in the water. Let me try this. See if this works really well for me. If not, I know I can still access formal counseling or some of the internet-based cognitive behavioral therapy programs that NABS offers that people can do confidentially online. Because virtual counseling during a pandemic is really hard to do if you're living at home. Maybe you have other people living with you. It can be hard to carve out the time to speak to a counselor virtually, but we do have online options. So people could be accessing counseling support online versus face-to-face. So there's lots of options.
Is there anything you'd like to touch on, Louise?
Subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on social. We're always posting new programs, services. And because we're not really membership-based, where we have a big mailing list beyond the ones we build ourselves that are permission-based, sometimes people aren't aware of all the great programs and services that we offer. And that's a real shame because there's so much there to support people, and we're always looking ahead to what else people might need to support them or a family member during this difficult time as we all work our way out of this tunnel into the light that is coming. It's just we're in a really challenging period right now.
Thank you so much for joining us, Louise.
Thank you very much. And I just want to reassure people that when you talk to me, when you access our services, everything is 100% confidential. And that's been the cornerstone of our success. And that's probably why we're one of the best kept secrets in the industry, because we don't breach confidentiality for any reason at all. So we're safe, we're secure, and we're here to support people.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.